Today's Hit Music Kim 104. Good morning. Here we go. Let's get ourselves a winner. This one called 104. Hello, is this?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, where are you from?
Hopewell.
You are the winner! K104's Galentine's Day package. Check this out. I got a spa package for two at Spa at Buttermilk Falls and Milton. We got dinner for two at Bella Italia Restaurant in Wappinger Falls. Two downloads of the new 50 Shades free soundtrack and a dozen roses.
Woo-hoo! That's amazing!
Who you taking with you? Come on, who you got?
My husband, Cal.
Oh, you guys are going to have a great time. Congratulations. Enjoy yourself. That Buttermilk Falls in Milton, by the way. I heard that place is extremely nice.
Yeah. I've been there before. It's really nice.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice stuff. All right, more winning coming up. Scotty's got another shot. Stay close. It's K104. Here at 23 minutes after 9. Let's do it up.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonas Spielboy's Head.
So tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I thought it would be appropriate to give you my top three reasons why Valentine's Day is the suckiest day of the year.
Hey, hey!
One, first of all, Valentine's Day is a completely BS, socially constructed holiday designed to line the pockets of Hallmark and 1-800-Flowers more than it's designed to be a day of romance and whimsy. Guys, if you're going to follow the masses, avoid the last-minute bouquet of carnations. Come on, carnations are weeds once removed. They're like the Hershey Kisses of the flower world. Popular, yes, because they're cheap and prevalent and for no other reason. Two, for the love of Pete, if I hear another person over the age of 12 mispronounce Valentine's Day as Valentine's Day, I will personally grab your grown-up tongue and tie it in a knot. And three, the bottom line is this. We women do not want to be relegated to one communal day of romance per year. Nor do we want an $80 pair of feety pajamas, a stuffed teddy bear, or to sit in a crowded restaurant with price-fixed menus that include snails. Because for some reason, everybody thinks you should suddenly eat French on Valentine's Day.
We?
What we want is for you to show us love 365 days a year without being prompted by a pudgy cherub's arrow in your butt. But if you insist on participating in the whole Valentine's Day crap, don't try to be funny. I once got a Valentine's card from a boyfriend that read, "I love you more today than yesterday, because yesterday you really got on my nerves." Let's just say, after that, he never did get to see me in those ridiculous feety pajamas.
I bet you he didn't.
And that's another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonas Spielboy's Head.
Well, I guess you...
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Jonah, I'm right there with you.
Happy,
thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Enjoy. Coming up around the table, stay close.